from duty those who infringe, and civil servants or public officials who infringe or break the law in cases of enforced disappearance. Cambodian law recognizes this. We have a law on public servants that allows for the possibility of disciplinary sanctions when laws are broken, or when they act in a certain way that is contrary to their professional conduct. Regarding the National Human Rights Institution draft law, and the question from Ms. Janina was whether there's any indication on the specific times. We cannot speak for the Office of Council of Ministers and the Council of Jurors of when they will finish their review, but all we can say at this point is that they are in the process of review. And I know for a fact that the Council of Jurors is also reviewing many other laws being submitted by other ministries and institutions. To give you, again, a little bit of context of Cambodia. Cambodia, now that we have achieved peace, stability, and development, we are in the process of reform. And so many ministries are focused on having their laws, new laws reviewed on that is relevant to their sector. Regarding the declaration on Article 31 and Article 32 and who decides on this, simple answer is the government decides. And so that would mean consultations with all relevant stakeholders, including the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. But of course, the institution that will communicate such declaration will be the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who handles foreign affairs and international cooperation matters. On again, on the explicit provision of derogation, of non-derogation, our position, Cambodia's position, is that this is already guaranteed by the Constitution, and the fact that there is no explicit provision allowing for the derogation means that the government cannot commit certain acts, such acts, acts related to enforced disappearances, even in state of emergencies. Because, for example, within the law of state of emergency, if in a state of emergency is declared, you know, Article 4 lists the certain activities that the government can take, including, for example, the restriction of movement. But there is nothing that explicitly says that the government can conduct, and nor will the government conduct such activities during times of state of emergency or even peace times. Yes, please.
Thank you, Hisley. To have the floor, I want to add more on this. Normally, when we, according to the law on in case of emergency declare, we need to follow all the constitution, the process. I mean.